I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We're looking for a wealthy sultanate in Southeast Asia for our GeoQuiz today. The answer is Brunei. And for extra credit, do you know its capital? It's Bandar Seri Begawan. And you get triple extra credit, in fact, if you got that one. Brunei is where reporter Nancy Greenlease went to sample a gelatinous native dish. She sent us this audio postcard.
In the West, food courts usually aren't hot spots for adventurous eaters. But in an office building in Bandar Seri Begawan, you can dine on Malay, Chinese, and Indian specialties. One stand offers more than 30 dishes with accompanying photos. But my boyfriend, John Henderson, and I don't see Brunei's signature dish.
Ambuat?
Ambuat.
Do you see?
Yes.
Okay.
Marcel Centeno says Ambuat doesn't need any promotion here.
No need to make the picture because all the Bruneian, they know already.
Nor is Ambuat exactly photogenic. Marcel's co-worker Emma pours a white powder called sago into a saucepan. It's the ground-up pith of the sago tree. She adds hot water and mixes it to the perfect consistency.
Sitting in front of me is this white bowl filled with this substance. It's very sticky. It almost looks like glue.
Or snail trails, or the result of a prolonged sneezing session. But waiting and debating whether to eat it won't help. Ambuat is best steaming hot before it congeals. Marcel gives us chopsticks that are attached at the top like a prong.
You may open first the chopstick, and then you make it round and round.
She twirls it like taffy.
The people from Brunei put a big glob on.
Yeah. They make it until the chopstick is full.
And they take that in one bite?
It's very easy.
The bland ambuat is helped down with dipping sauces. Marcel coats the blob with a sauce of the sweet and sour binjai fruit, spiced with chili. Swallow it whole, she tells us.
Oh, my goodness. And then, okay, so I just eat it, right? It's quite good. I like it. Tell me, do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I like her smell. It smells good. And then if you eat the ambuat, it's sticky again.
But John makes a face.
Oh. It's okay. The texture is funny. It's just slimy. It slides down your throat.
It's a revival. I mean, for a long time, nobody ate it.
That's Ignatius Stephen, a Bruneian and journalist for the Borneo Bulletin.
And then the tourism thing came in and became some sort of in thing. Because I think they are discovering the past a little bit.
Ignatius lounges outside the cafe that he owns. As traffic whizzes by, he says the nomadic jungle tribes of Borneo have eaten ambuat for centuries. Other Bruneians eat rice. But during World War II, the Japanese took over the paddy fields.
We had no choice. Many people survived on sago. Many people became very ill because they did not have a balanced diet. You can imagine swallowing glue for 3 years.
But ambuat has become a comfort food for Bruneians, even those born long after the war. Their elders talked about those destitute days and how they survived thanks to this belly-filling dish. Ignatius's friend, U.S. Embassy diplomat Justin Friedman, says it's a celebratory meal.
For them, they strongly associate it with family and home and big pots of the ambuat and sauces and everybody sitting on the floor, dipping and eating and talking and having a good family time. It's almost like the Thanksgiving turkey.
One piping hot mouthful after another, they appreciate their wealth. And like Americans, they're also thankful for the side dishes, just in case they can't quite savor the slimy ambuat. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlease, Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei.